Theater critic Michael Bourne was again on Theater Row last week, attending again a revival.
Days to Come was the second play of Lillian Hellman, a flop in 1935 and virtually forgotten since then. Not so well remembered as Hellman's hits, The Children's Hour, The Little Foxes, Toys in the Attic. Days to Come does show some of Hellman's favorite dramatic elements. A family betrayed by each other, a love unrequited, and a darkness whatever happens. Set in a small town, a family that owns a business that the town depends on is in jeopardy from a strike by workers. Though the owners and the workers have known each other all their lives, there's no breakthrough for either side. And when the owners reluctantly call in strike-breaking goons, violence is inevitable. Even goon-on-goon violence. And in the meantime, there's a wannabe Troilus and Cressida between a labor organizer and one of the family sisters. Lillian Hellman was actively liberal and was blacklisted in the anti-communist hysteria, a twist then that communist critics of the play objected that she did not take sides. Both the owners and the workers are relatively sympathetic and like the characters of Hellman's better-known works. Everyone loses. J.R. Sullivan directed the revival, solidly performed by the Mint Theater Company. Days to Come is playing in the intimate Beckett Theater on Theater Row, 42nd Street. I'm Michael Bourne. Mm-hmm.